smell, a two-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, and nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing is a lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun, and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee, and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On Wednesday, President Biden welcomes Donald Trump to the Oval Office as the transition to another Trump presidency begins. The Senate in Republican control, but no leader chosen yet, says ABC's Christiane Cordero.
President-elect Trump weighing in on the leadership race in the Senate, saying the next Republican leader must allow so-called recess appointments, which would give Trump temporary power to fill federal vacancies without Senate approval. Trump saying the Senate confirmation process can sometimes take years.
The makeup of the House has not been determined yet, but Republicans say they are confident they will win control there as well. Israeli airstrikes are said to have killed dozens of people, including children in Lebanon. In isolated northern Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has spoken three times with Donald Trump since Tuesday's election and that the two leaders see eye to eye regarding the threat posed by Iran. Some rain, but not much for the East Coast, where fires have been burning along the New York-New Jersey border. This is ABC News. Once a Category 3 hurricane, Rafael is now weakened to a post-tropical remnant over the Gulf of Mexico. The system expected to fizzle out completely later today. A pistachio boom turning lucrative for California farmers.
The U.S. is the world leader in oil production, a leader in natural gas, in showbiz, and more. And now, in pistachios. California farmers are devoting more land to a crop seen as hardier and more drought-tolerant in a state prone to dramatic swings in weather. The pistachio crop generated nearly $3 billion last year in California. The past decade, the U.S. has surpassed Iran to become the world's top exporter of the nut. Where they apparently can't buy enough pistachios? China. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
No immediate reports of major damage or injuries after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake shook eastern Cuba. The quake comes after weeks of hurricanes and blackouts on the island. Local media in Jamaica also reporting that those on the island felt tremors there. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you hear Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you probably think of larger-than-life balloons and show-stopping performers. But this year, for the first time, you should also think of incredible deals. Because Macy's is counting down to the big day with our first ever parade of deals happening now. We have big savings on gifts, like 25 to 40% off sweaters and fleece. And every day, find new deals online all the way through the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update on the Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears an abortion case today. Last September, a Dane County judge ruled the state's 1849 law, which has been interpreted as a ban, did not broadly apply to abortion. In February, Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky asked the state Supreme Court to overturn that ruling. A weapons incident involving a teen at a Kenosha school involved airsoft guns. The 13-year-old boy tried to enter Roosevelt Elementary School Thursday morning carrying suspicious bags. When school staff tried to speak with him, the teen ran out of the building and was eventually taken into custody. And a 10-point buck entered a Madison Hy-Vee store through open pharmacy doors last Wednesday morning. The buck ran through the store until staff corralled him in the cooler area. Officers and animal control employees were able to usher the buck out of one of the doors and back into the wild. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There's something about a plate of warm cookies that sends you back in time. Relive your childhood memories with this year's We Energies cookie book. Pick up your copy and start creating new memories. Go to weenergies.com to find a distribution event near you. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
At Advent Health, we believe we all have a divine light to guide us. So whatever makes you feel whole, chase it. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit. Advent Health. Feel whole.
Change is so exciting. You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little breezy this morning, mostly sunny, becoming less windy this afternoon with a high of 48 today. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop down to 26 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 50 with scattered rain by late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you are looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway, or maybe you're up for some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing it could be my last. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. About what they'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short to waste it. I say bring on anything. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine, pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone, he left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time, for a good time. I ain't here for a long time, I'm here for a good
Star, Mississippi, to the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I'm different than I was back then. But in my soul, I know that I'm the same way that I've really always been. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. I still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my screen. But that don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame. I still like wearing my old ball cap, riding my back. They might know me all around the world. Y'all, I'm still Mississippi Mississippi girl don't change her ways just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big headed from a little bit of fame.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He wore starched white shirts, buttoned at the neck, and he'd sit in the shade and watch the chickens peck. And his teeth were gone, but what the heck? I thought that he walked on water. Said he was a cowboy when he was young. He could handle a rope and he was good with a gun. And my mama's daddy was his oldest son. And I thought that he walked water. And if the story was told, only heaven knows. But his hat seemed to me like an old halo. And though his on water. And he tied a cord to the end of a mop and said, son, here's a pony, keep her at a trot. And I'd ride in circles while he laughed a lot. Then I'd flop down beside him. And he was 90 years old in 63, and I loved him and he loved me. And Lord, I cried the day he died, 'cause I thought that he walked on water.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Diamond Rio and Beautiful Mess here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures are in the 40s this morning. Looks like it's going to be a windy day today. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Dennis Skye is in, our NAFB colleague from Canada, and talking about some of the reaction to the U.S. elections in our northern neighbor's country. And we'll have more with Dennis here coming up this hour. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker. Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group Broker in Chicago. Dave, the American Dairy Products Institute Dairy Purchasing and Risk Management Seminar was held last week in Chicago, and President Trump won a decisive victory in Tuesday's election. Which one do you think will have the most impact on the U.S. dairy industry?
A fantastic loaded question, Lee. Thank you for that. I think, honestly, I think the ADPI-CME meeting will have a bigger impact, because this is a meeting that's actually, it's going to inspire and teach and educate new and young folks that are coming into the industry, and some older folks that are in the industry, on risk management. And I think, personally, if you want to be in the business long term, you've got to really take a serious look at risk management. That being said, obviously, Trump winning the presidency is a big deal for the markets at large in the short and probably long term as well. You've got bullish dollar now. The dollar responded to this, which would tend to be somewhat bearish commodities. Dairy is a commodity. That's going to play into this. But at the moment, I don't think it changes anything from the standpoint that certain products here in the U.S., including and especially cheese, is really priced attractively to move to export.
With regards to risk management nowadays, we're looking at some possible changes down the road by USDA on how we price milk in this country. What does that do to your risk management strategy?
Good question. We don't know the rules yet. We'll get those on November 12th, and then that'll be the final language, after which time there'll be a period where the federal orders vote on whether or not they're going to stay as they are or change up a bit. So we don't know exactly how that's going to impact risk management at this time, but I suspect that although the changes will happen, companies that are perennial risk managers in the markets, whether that's exchange or OTC markets, they'll live and learn how those things are going to change, and they'll be able to proceed as they always have and use risk management tools.
And as always, if you have questions, call your friendly dairy broker, Dave Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. We're in Hershey, Pennsylvania, with Dr. Kevin Harbatine at the Penn State Dairy Cattle Nutrition Workshop.
Yeah, we have a long history of really being focused for what we call in-field dairy nutritionists. So our goal is to deliver cutting-edge nutrition and new management ideas that are field-ready.
And it's really a collaborative effort that really helps create that. Tell us a little about the collaboration.
Yeah, well, so just going back, Judd Heinrich started the conference over 20 years ago. A couple years ago, when Judd retired, I oversaw the conference for a little bit. Now Melissa Cantor, who's our new assistant professor on campus, is in charge, but we're working as a team to make sure we're hitting the right people and getting things together.
Why do you think it's important for dairy nutritionists to attend this conference?
Very focused on field-ready ideas and things that you can take home and put to work right away. So nutrition is the biggest cost, and milk produced is where your income's coming from. So that's really our focus, is how to minimize feed costs, maximize milk income.
And you've really had that theme. There are other conferences, with all due respect, that are really more research-focused. But you, this conference is applied. You want to be able to take this stuff home, and people can do that as they walk out.
Yeah, that's really our focus. And, you know, in animal science, we are what I call an applied research area. So we're taking ideas, working on the basics. We really want to know things are right and how they work. But then the important part is to be able to come out and talk to nutritionists and say, this is how you can do it.
And so it kind of goes hand in hand. When you get those nutritionists, you also get a lot of industry support.
Yeah, definitely. We could not do this without the industry. So we have a large exhibit hall. We may have almost a record number of exhibitors this year, really, really full room. So it's a great to have their support in for the conference, that what allows us to bring in speakers from across the country, put the whole thing together, and then hopefully it's a great opportunity for nutritionists too to connect with other industry professionals.
Talking a little bit about the people that are here, you mentioned it's almost 500 people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, their job, they get paid from the nutrition, but they're doing a lot more than that. We're really providing all sorts of farm management. So that's why we have a couple speakers really focused on business side to make sure that we're making the right economic decisions. We also have a lot of what I would call allied industries that are also coming in to make sure they know what the newest information is. But we have a whole team of extension folks, and we have a conference and short course office that helps on the administrative side.
Dr. Kevin Harvestine, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for coming.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
On Friday, November 15th, Netflix and MVP, Most Valuable Promotions, brings you the highly anticipated heavyweight boxing mega event of the year. Jake El Gallo Paul will go toe-to-toe in the ring against Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet. This is the fight the world's been waiting for. Don't miss these epic showdowns live from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Watch Paul versus Tyson live Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only on Netflix.
Shop Dell Technologies' Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. Nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm being. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving me wild. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spinning all
I'd rather do it. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough, can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Diamond Reel, beautiful mess here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 36 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, December milk up 8 at 19.15, January up 1 to 19.14, February down 11 to 19.16, March milk steady at 19.27. Cheese markets from Friday, barrels down 3 1/4 to 176 3/4, 40-pound blocks down 3 to 172, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 1/4 to 265, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1/4 to 138 3/4, 5 trades. Dry weigh steady at 63 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, expect a bit of recovery in the markets after the triple-digit losses from last week. This was probably just a bit overdone. The cattle's going to watch here, at least after the WASD report, watch to see if we have some cash cattle trade here this week. There wasn't a lot of cash cattle trade last week, and that really pressured the markets. Hog markets also could open mostly higher today, especially in the nearby months again. Expect maybe a little bit of short covering after the losses from Friday. December live cattle open the day at 183.70, February 185.30, April 186.52. November feeder cattle open at 245.42, January 241.42. March 239.37, December hogs open at 80.42, February 84.82, April at 89.25. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans are slightly higher. Wheat moving mostly lower. A lot of this is continued reaction from the USDA WASDE report that was released on Friday. December corn down 1/4 this morning to 430 3/4. March down 1/2 to 443 3/4. May down 1 to 450 1/2. New crop 25 down 2 1/4 to 446 3/4. November beans up 7 3/4 this morning to 1024 1/2. January up 4 1/2 to 1034 3/4. March up 3 3/4 to 1047 1/4. New crop 25 up 1 1/4 to 1053 3/4. December soybean meal up 350 to 299.70. December soybean oil down 7 cents to 48.70. Chicago wheat, December down 10 1/2 to 562. March down 9 to 578 1/2. Minneapolis wheat, December down 7 1/4 to 590 1/2. March down 4 1/4 to 613. Energy markets this morning, December crude oil down $1.18 to 69.20. January down $1.13 to 68.98. Meanwhile, December gas down 2 cents to 198. January down 3 cents to 196. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products.
Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Corn bids from Big River Resources Boyceville. Cash corn 381, December 386, January 396 and a quarter, February 399 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 390, December 396, January 404. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 381, cash beans 950, January 955. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 386, new crop 25, 399, cash beans 945, new crop 25 at 962. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 393, April 427, May 430, new crop 25, 411. Cash beans 993, April 1022, May 1025, new crop 25, 994. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 379, January 383, cash beans 948, January 958. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 172 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 150 to 174, market cows 102 to 120, bulls 125 to 152, calves 330 to 1000, beef steers 162 to 340, Holstein steers 145 to 200. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 125 and down. Goat markets, does 150 and down, bucks 205 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop! Swiffer Power Mop!
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I've been bound to leave you. We've known that for a while. I'm sure it's something I can't do if I can't leave you with a smile. I don't know how far have to go till I'm sure those eyes won't cry. And in my mind I've left enough to know that I can't leave you with a bad goodbye.
Goodbye. Easier said. And in my goodbye, you're finding none.
I'm still bound to leave you. I surely don't know how. My heart won't let me put you through what my mind says should happen now. I don't know where we'll go from here. There may be no way to fly, and the cloud I'm in just makes it can't leave you with a bad goodbye. How can we be so far between where we are and one more try? And anyway I look, I've only seen that I can't leave you with a bad goodbye. I got
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was lost and all alone, an empty heart without a home, just at the time when I needed a friend, she came along and she took me in. And every time I'm feeling down, when the world closes in somehow, just at the moment when I need her most, she comes to me and she holds me close. My baby's got good timing, don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one describe it. My baby's got good timing. In the night when the world is quiet and she's lying here by my side, when it's her sweet love I need, that's the moment when she comes to me. My baby's got good timing, don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one way to describe it. My baby's got good timing. When she loves me, she always loves me right on time. When she holds, my baby's got good timing. My baby's got good timing. Yes, she does. Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one way to describe it. And I know my baby's got good timing. My baby's got good timing. She's right on time. Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. The Canadian reaction to news that Donald Trump will return to the White House has been mixed. Our NAFB colleague Dennis Skye has more from Canada.
Certainly, the president-elect's protectionist stance is casting a spotlight on what effects his return will have on Canadian-American economic ties. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was quick to send a message of congratulations. Trudeau, who is facing re-election himself next year, spoke with reporters in Ottawa.
We've been preparing for this. We're going to make sure that this extraordinary friendship and alliance between Canada and the United States continues to be a real benefit to Canadians, but also to people around the world.
Canadian business leaders have concerns with Trump's promise to introduce a universal 10% tariff on all foreign goods entering leaving America. A recent report from Canada's Chamber of Commerce suggested that a blanket tariff of 10% would shrink the Canadian economy by about $30 billion annually through incurred economic costs. Since the trilateral Canada-US-Mexico agreement came into effect in 2020, trade between Canada and the U.S. has surged by 46%, according to the Toronto Region Board of Trade. Kirsten Hillman, Canadian ambassador to the U.S., spoke from Washington early on Wednesday to say that the USMCA, which was negotiated by Donald Trump in his first term, continues to be successful.
Former President Trump, when he was the president, renegotiated the NAFTA. From Canada's perspective, that's the deal that we have. Those are the rules that prevail between our two countries. We have more trade between our two countries than ever in the history of our two countries. It's doing exactly what it's meant to do. We are going to have to sit down and have those conversations with President Trump in his second mandate. And I think we're ready for it. I think we have a lot of very clear and cogent facts to bring to the table.
Economists on both sides of the border have repeatedly warned that Trump's tariff plan will cause inflation and possibly a recession. As well, a promise that President-elect Trump has made repeatedly revolves around strong deportation measures and illegal border crossings. Kirsten Hillman said that over the past number of years, Canada has strengthened its cooperation with U.S. border officials.
We have really stepped up our cooperation with the Americans on our border. Treaty allows both of our countries to return asylum seekers back to the other country at ports of entry or between the borders. The Trump administration, when they were last in office, they were very eager to maintain a strong and reliable border. They only have two borders. One of them causes them a fair bit of challenge. One of them does not.
Kirsten Hillman is Canadian ambassador to the U.S., based in Washington. Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thanks, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
The gusty northwest winds will slowly diminish throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. Now, the winds will also become southerly, though, by Tuesday. Rain is expected Tuesday through at least early Wednesday afternoon. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 41 to 46, relative humidities at 50 to 55%. Northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 24 to 29, relative humidities at 92 to 97%. North winds at 5 to 6, becoming light. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 45 to 50, and relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, about 9 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, cloudy, rain, highs 45 to 50. Thursday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Friday, sunny, warmer, highs 55 to 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs 50 to 55. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs once again 50 to 55.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one,
The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Livestock need access to fresh water during the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. As the temperatures drop, be sure your watering system offers an ice-free drink as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Is the most important nutrient for overall cattle health and production. They consume 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. So a 1,200-pound cow would need 12 gallons of water every day. Chewing on ice and snow doesn't count. Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says to consider the size of your tank to keep the water flowing.
When I'm thinking smaller tank, often those are the ones that have some sort of freeze-proof control mechanism. So they may either be buried underground or you can use electricity to keep them in place. Our larger tanks, the freeze-proof mechanisms differ a little bit in that we may be using an overflow system of some sort, but your bigger tank has more surface area across the top.
And more surface area means it can freeze a lot faster, especially in a pasture situation if cattle have to walk a distance to get to the water. He says you may need other freeze-proof mechanisms to keep these tanks open.
You can have it underground. You can have electricity that keeps it heated. You can also use a combination of those or a ball water. So there's a ball that stays in the top and floats to the top, and then the cattle push it back down to get a drink. All of those can be very effective, and which one you pick depends a lot on your situation and whether or not you have the capability to put some of those in place.
The animals themselves might be able to keep the water open. The more that drink from the same tank, the less likely it is that ice will have a chance to form. Learn more about keeping watering tanks open in the winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. Look out my window, what's that I see?